Government and the IMF have signed an agreement for $940 million for the provision of financial and technical support for the implementation of the country's homegrown development policies and programs. The three-year economic agreement with the IMF is aimed at overcoming the country's economic challenges, supporting stronger economic growth and lower inflation. Deputy Minister of Finance, Kesel Atufosun, spoke to Radio Ghana.
Let me say that we have not gotten to the stage where we signed agreement with the IMF. What we've been able to achieve today is the fact that we have agreed the program at the fund level. In fact, we have levels of agreement. First of all, the program needs to be agreed at the fund level, mainly with staff and management. And then they will proceed to the board for board agreement before signature. At this stage, we can confirm today that Ghana government have reached an agreement on IMF program at a staff level, which is heavily endorsed by management of the IMF, and it's on its way going to the board sometime next week to 2 weeks, so it will be taken at the board. I can also confirm that they will give us a financial support of 644 SDR special drawing rights. That translates to $940 million, and this is for budget support.
And when does the government expect the IMF board to approve the whole agreement?
We expect that in a matter of 2 weeks, Ghana's program will go to the board and the board will approve that.
So for government, this is a major step?
It is indeed a major step, because what we should understand is that the fund will not agree something that they are not sure will pass the board. Obviously, management are also part of the board. So before they agree something, then it should be something that in principle the board will approve.
What does this mean to the government?
Well, this is a good news. We believe that is a wonderful news. You see, one good thing about this IMF program is not what you get in the balance payment, but a signaling effect. The fact that it will help you pay little or reduce how much you pay off your debt. The fact that it will encourage some development partners to give you some grant. The fact that all of our multi-donor budget support partners will go a long way, I believe, to support the macroeconomic stability that we're all looking for.
Already there are talks that the government is borrowing too much and is going to have a telling effect. And with this announcement, what message would you like to give to Ghanaians in respect of this particular agreement with the IMF?
Let me say that obviously the borrowings are very much connected to the deficit that we run. As long as we are going through fiscal consolidation, we expect the borrowing to reduce. In the sense that last year, for instance, we did a budget deficit of 9.5% of GDP. Currently, the last budget that we sent to Parliament, we are looking at bringing the deficit down to 5.3% of GDP on cash basis. This means that we are very much doing fiscal consolidation, and then the borrowing, as we are talking about, will reduce. However, we should also understand that we have projected going forward to 2017 to bring the deficit to 3.5% of GDP. This in itself is a major step, it's a bold step, very ambitious, that will go a long way to bring the debt down, as we all talked about.
With this agreement, what message does it send to the international community, especially the investor community out there?
I've already seen the financial market reacting to this wonderful news on Ghana. For instance, the yield on our Eurobond has reduced by 2.2%, obviously rewarding individuals who took a risk, in quote, in buying government of Ghana bond. I would say that the financial market will indeed see this as a wonderful news. And to a very large extent, we feel that this will go a long way to help us going back to the financial market to get a cheaper source of finance, and that will help our national development. So it's a wonderful news. It's good news for us, good news for the financial market, and this is all what everybody is looking for.
Coming back home, for the Ghanaian, what is in it for him or her in this particular agreement?
For the average Ghanaian, I would say that an average Ghanaian cares very much on economic stability, because stability is the key. Stability is everything. You see, the man on the street wants to obviously go and buy something today at price 1 cedi and go back there 2 weeks later to get it at the same price 1 cedi, or at worst 1 cedi, 10 pesos. In any case, if you see this kind of stability, it helps prices of goods and services, and obviously it helps everybody to plan going forward. And then also your take-home income, your consumption income, very much protected. What we're saying is that this will bring the stability that the average Ghanaian want, the stability that some time ago when the city was depreciating that more or less eluded us. Today, we'll be viewed that this IMF program will bring the macroeconomic stability that we've all talked about, particularly in areas of inflation and particularly in areas